The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
It's not a bad day out there today, but the really good weather is on the way because Met Éireann are predicting Mediterranean temperatures of well over 20 degrees in the coming days. And there's no better way to celebrate than with a little or perhaps a lot of ice cream. News Talk's Sarah Madden reports.
Irish people are ice cream obsessed.
Sun, ice cream, shorts, bliss.
In fact, we eat more of it than almost any other country in the world.
Love ice cream, but unfortunately my cholesterol is not letting me.
Asher,
I don't know
you,
anyone
Mary.
Who doesn't
Dropped
like
out of a heart attack
I know,
for an
that's
ice cream.
What I say.
You're only
I
young am, once.
But what's behind our national obsession with ice cream?
Ice cream, you scream.
We all scream for ice cream.
And between liquid nitrogen versions and hand-rolled cones, is the 99 still the national institution it once was?
Yeah. What's your favourite ice cream?
I like a gelato because I'm very modern and posh.
Oh, the what you call a Galaxy, you know, Magnum. Almond Magnum. Oh.
Raspberry Ripple.
Throwing it way back.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. None of this cookie dough nonsense.
No.
And you
were very old disappointed school. With the ripple you got in the last one you got to.
Yes,
didn't you?
Yeah. I wasn't too happy. Not enough ripple.
It. So you're a ripple connoisseur.
Well, I wouldn't go so far, but I do know my ripple.
Murphy's brown bread flavour, but then they also have a seasonal marmalade flavour. So if you get one scoop of the marmalade, one scoop of brown bread, you have like marmalade brown bread toast, and it is insane. It's so good.
What is it about ice cream that you think gets Irish people going?
Well, I think we associate it with the very few occasions the sun comes out. Everybody reaches for an ice cream to celebrate, you know.
There's nostalgic, good memories.
Good memories, you know, when you're a kid on the beach. You know, 99, little piece of flake, Cadbury's flake stuck in the top.
Push the chocolate down, make it cold, save it for later, the last thing you
You'd
eat.
Always...
There's a tip for you.
Finish licking the top, you suck the remainder from the bottom. That was a key thing when you're about 6 or 7. Don't do that anymore.
He does.
Best iconic memory is going over to my nana's house and she'd be like, there's chalk ice in the freezer. And you run back into the freezer and you go, yeah! Me and my sister be fighting over the last chalk ice.
Were you a Viennetta family, Romantica family?
Viennetta for sure. I remember like I had a birthday party in the Leisureplex and instead of a cake we had Viennetta. And it was like after bowling or something, they were all sitting down with a slice of Viennetta. Yeah, class. Ice cream is funny because a lot of people want ice cream on either the best day of the year or the worst day of the year. You know, on a sunny day, it's like, oh yeah, I'd love an ice cream. But on a bad day, it's like, geez, I need an ice cream. Or like, it's kind of like a mood booster.
The amount of people come in here like they've had a bad day in work and they just want to get a bit of ice cream, or like their boss is shouting at them or something like that. It's gas. They put in sweet treat onto ChatGPT or something and like we come up. It's gas. Like the amount of people who come in saying ChatGPT told me to get this, it's mad. Like
AI is everywhere, even in ice cream.
I swear to God, it's insane.
Stephen Hearn is the manager of Murphy's Ice Cream Shop in Dublin.
We're on Wicklow Street and this is where people get their ice cream at all hours of the day.
Yeah.
We usually 10 o'clock at night would be one of our busiest times, especially on the weekdays. We get lots of people who wouldn't drink usually coming into us in the evenings and like spending a bit of time here, which is really cool as well. We get lots of people taking pictures and like TikToks and Instagrams and stuff, which is really cool as well, but it's just an experience that like is a little different to everywhere else.
And how is the ice cream actually made?
So it's cream, egg, milk and sugar. It's your custard base, and then whatever it says just mixed into it. So it could be like your strawberries. We cut strawberries and just mix it through into the ice cream. And the sea salt one, obviously the best seller. They take buckets of seawater, boil it down, and season the ice cream with the salt left over. The green tea is steeped overnight in the ice cream. That comes from Dalian, where there's actually 2, maybe 3 shops, Murphy's shops in Dalian in China. Yeah.
So Irish ice cream is going global?
Global, yeah. By air, by sea, yeah. It's going all over the shop.
We have Italians coming in talking about how great our gelato is.
Really?
Yeah, so if the Italians are bought into it, I think we've won the world over.
Conor Coyle is the owner of The Graw, a custom t-shirt and ice cream shop in the heart of Temple Bar.
I'm going to correct you. It's not ice cream. It's gelato.
Oh,
it's
excuse me.
There's a difference. There's a difference for the professionals. So we provide gelato. It's made by Mutchgrinch Farm. They're like based down in Louth in the Cooley Peninsula. And they provide all the different flavors for us. So we do some strange flavors here in the shop.
Such as?
Well, the number one right now is our potato flavor ice cream.
Potato flavored ice cream. What gave you the idea to do that?
So when I was opening the shop, I was trying to figure out like what will capture people's attention. And we're in the heart of Temple Bar. It's highly touristy. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to attract those folks in. And what speaks to the Irish experience more than potato? We all love them.
Mm-hmm.
So potato ice cream is what we went with. And I, look, I'm going to have to correct myself. Potato gelato.
Would you mind if I had a taste?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I'm so excited for this. Okay, now, first of all, the sniff test. Oh, it smells a bit earthy, a bit spuddy.
Give it a go.
Okay, all right, let's try. Mmm, oh my God. Oh my God, that's way nicer than I thought it was going to be. I thought I was going to have to fake it for the word. That's
unexpected.
Gorgeous.
Unexpected,
yeah.
Is the word we hear the most.
It's creamy and fluffy. Yeah, I do get cold mashed potato, but I get the best possible cold mashed potato, like that your mum has put cream in and loads of milk.
Oh, it's a little salty delicious. At the end afterwards, a little hint of salt afterwards.
Oh, I'm getting that now.
Yeah, absolutely.
Delicious. Would you think of black pudding ice cream? Would you think of baked beans gelato?
Well, baked beans gelato was actually our April Fool's hoax this year.
Oh, so, really?
And we actually had a few people coming in trying to get it. We tried a spice bag gelato. Think a little bit stuck in your teeth and an unpopular or unpleasant flavour lasting in the tongue. So we had to shelve that one.
Not everything can be a winner.
Not everyone's a winner, but the potato is, so we're sticking with that.
For many Irish people, though, nothing beats a 99, especially when it comes straight from the ice cream van man.
That's a nice one to listen to,
actually.
Yeah. That's Mozart.
Is it?
So it plays nicely in your head. Oh. I have another one in there, which is Teddy Bear's Picnic, and that drove me mad at it.
Oh, really?
That's like, do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. I could hear that in my head at night time and everything. Oh.
Pinky, a.k.a. Mark, drives a Pink Panther-themed ice cream van. He's been called King of the Ice Cream Men and has ice cream in his blood.
I was born in the back of an ice cream van. Since I was a kid, I was out with my dad's ice cream vans. One of my earliest memories is sneaking in to rob the flakes, hiding on the ground, robbing the flakes and sneaking them out. You know what I mean? My mum and dad would be in the kitchen, so the vans would be out the back garden. So I had to be like fucking an assassin getting in there like a ninja to get in and rob the flakes.
But the life of an ice cream man isn't all soft serve and syrup. The competition for Ireland's sweet tooth can be fierce.
And what is your route? Tell us a bit about that.
Well, if I told you my route, I'd have to kill you. But it's the north side of Dublin.
And why is your route so under wraps?
Because everybody's route's under wraps who's an ice cream man. Nobody wants to tell you their route. I fought for my route. I battled for my route. So I stay on it. And the only ice cream men you'll be friendly with are ones on the other side of the country.
Really?
Yeah. The closer they are, they're not friendly. You've seen The Sopranos, haven't you? So that kind of thing, what they get up to try and get you off the road. I could tell you 100 million stories. They made a movie about me run-ins, so you can watch it, 99 Problems. Google film, it'll come up. All the violent parts are animated, so the kids can watch it.
Still, the love of ice cream itself keeps Pinky well in the game.
I always have an ice cream every day anyway.
Do you really?
Well, official taster, you know what I mean? I have to taste it to make sure it's grand.
And what do you see as the future of the ice cream van business? Do you think it'll always have a market, especially here in Ireland?
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. I had a lad come out to me the other day and he was telling me a robot's going to take over my thing, you know what I mean? AI or whatever. Mm. This lad was a fireman and I told him, well, I think you're more in trouble because they can walk a fire extinguisher in, you know what I mean?
True.
Yeah, so I think the ice cream man will be here for a good while. He's been here for a long time, since ancient times, actually. And I do the best ice cream, by the way. You'll still get a 99 off me for €2 and a small cone for €1.50. Mine is the best ice cream you'll ever taste. One woman told me she was out in the Howth. She paid €13.60 for two ice creams for her kids.
What?
And then when the kids got them, they told them it wasn't as nice as Pinky's and they weren't eating it. She would have got the two same ice creams off me for €3.
Oh, really? Discount?
No, that's my price, €3. And I would have stopped outside her door.
Good man, I like the sound of Pinky's ice cream. Listeners say a maxi twist or an ice burger, heaven in the heat. Nothing beats a brunch. I do like a brunch, but I don't think it's a heat ice cream. Like, it's not an ice cream for a really hot day, is it? Maybe it is. And this one, I accept that this person finds the Ben and Jerry's non-dairy chocolate fudgy brownie ice cream delicious. I take that. I know. I that's fine. You're entitled to have that opinion. That is not a hot weather ice cream. Far from it. Dennis, his preference is a cone. We agree with that. But not particularly a 99, which I think is very controversial. I also mentioned lime sauce earlier. I think that's extremely controversial on a cone.
The Clare Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.